Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Talking About You with Estra live on Blog Talk Radio. This December 8th, 2012. Come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself. I'm Estra, your host. Welcome and thank you for joining in again today for our 14th show. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are coming to you live from Seattle, Washington. Today on the broadcast, our topic will be about you and food. The holiday season is a great time to add new recipes to your menus and spice up your life. Forgetting about injuries from car accidents, there is nothing like food for the soul. But there is a lot to be said for how it can help in healing the body. Simple, easy recipes can create new memories that counter the harassment, intimidation by insurance or self-insured employers, or just for enjoyment or to improve the quality of your life. And yes, it can be really simple, so it doesn't take up too much of your time or energy as well. Ready to talk about how less food can be more? Of course, we have to add a couple of items today in the program that are on the decadent side of food. So it's all here in the broadcast today. Our approach, as with future topics on Talking About You with Estra, is presented from a consumer's perspective, meaning we talk in terms of how a car accident impacts your life, starting with daily routines that include the physical, emotional, and financial issues that arise from the interactions with family, friends, as well as other individuals or companies. It's your challenges to tell the story. We share car accident information and life experiences that follow, from the initial car crash to dealing with medical, attorney, insurance, and self-insured employer situations. This show really is about you. Estra knows firsthand your situation. Estra has dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premera, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, United Healthcare, Medicare, Lifewise Insurance Company, Social Security, and employer S&C Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. As of 4 days ago, when my beautiful 2008 Ford Escape was hit while parked, leaving the front end annihilated, I will be adding Hartford Insurance to the list. So stay tuned and learn about whether their treatment will be fair and honest, or what to expect when dealing with them. So relax, listen, call in and talk, because this is about you and your car accident experiences. What's on your mind today? What are some of your favorite foods and recipes? Are they healing and nurturing to the body, or deliciously tasty to the soul, or both? How about a few more foods to add to your repertoire? Let's add in a few holiday ideas just for good measure. Raw herbs to enhance food flavors. Today is one of discovery, truly food exploration. Are there foods that can reduce stress? Can they relieve or reduce pain levels? Remember to document how harassment and intimidation by insurance and self-insured employers impact your life. What about chronic pain? What does Mother Nature have to say about this? Does she have food combat training to fight off harassment and intimidation by insurance companies or self-insured employers? Remember, those harassing you, their goal is to keep your benefits, make you miserable until disappearing, or catch you in compromising positions to aid their employer in keeping money that belongs to injured and sick people. Well, instead of taking it to the streets, let's go to the field of nature and find out which healthy foods can help us. Before the collision, was your eating style conducive to creating an environment to help keep your body equipped with the needed nutrients, or ready to aid in a speedy recovery? How prepared were you for the unexpected event, such as this? At the scene of a car accident, it's hard to remember the necessary steps to ensure you gather all the documentation sometimes you are so shaken up it's just easy to forget. Or there might be things going on at the scene that distracts you. And that's why keeping a copy of my book, Car Accident by Estra, in your vehicle can make it easier to remember, and you are able to begin documenting right from the start. So when you begin getting questions or needing answers, you've written the information right there inside your book with plenty of writing space yet small enough to carry with you, reducing information retrieval hassles. Author and host Esther is ready to share and hear about your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations from being in a car accident. Your claim may be processed through your own insurance, the other drivers, or paid directly by you. With a car accident, depending on the severity, you can end up dealing with so many people that it becomes overwhelming, especially if you're not feeling well through most of the process, which can open you up to being taken advantage of financially, physically, or emotionally. This is why Esther is sharing her wisdom, knowledge, and support with you. So hopefully, if you run into the situation, you will be prepared and informed, allowing for more concentration on personal recovery. Also on today's show, we will share tweets, blog articles, videos, and music, in addition to taking your calls at 718-766-4385. Again, that's 718-766-4385. Listeners, I know sometimes it's difficult and it takes courage to share personal injury experiences, but it's very important for others to hear your story and can also be helpful in the healing process. So I am offering to the first callers a free copy of my latest book, Car Accident, Personal Injury, Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support, along with the first callers to share their favorite foods or quick holiday recipes after a car accident or harassment by insurance companies or self-insured employers. So get ready to dial 718-766-4385. Someone injured just like you is waiting to hear your story. These two books will be personally signed by Estra. Also, you can order a copy of Car Accident by Estra right now, either the softcover book or ebook, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, eBay, and Google, as well as other major bookstores. During the radio show, you can participate in the conversation at Facebook at www.facebook.com/estras.blogtips. For participation in the survey, you can email your responses to Estra's Radio Show at Blog Talk Radio. You can also send tweets to at Estra's Radio Show, and survey results will be shared at the end of the show. Now bring your conversations to Estra's Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. About holiday season? Is money tight? Having more pain than you've ever known? Can't figure out how you can participate in holiday events when not feeling well? Decide to make it enjoyable anyway. Participate less, but have more fun when you do, allowing for a restful recovery in between. Order a copy of Car Accident, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support by Estra to read while relaxing at home. Learning from first-hand experiences means a lot. Remember, being injured doesn't mean your life is over. The holidays are meant for you too. Happy holidays. Thank you for listening and being a part of today's show. We appreciate all of our listeners. Our topic is you and food. Food is such an important part of our lives, and its impact can be positive, comforting, and interesting. But first, our personal injury in the news this week. The purpose of this section is to emphasize that every single day, someone's life has changed due to a car accident. Being able to depend on insurance coverage of all types we pay premiums on is vital to the survival of many people who have been injured and their families. From time to time, I'll stop and take a moment and comment on a section of the article. This week, personal injury in the news comes from Around the League writer Dan Hangzus. And the title is Tim Tebow Calls New York Teen Injured in Car Accident. Quote, keeping to a viral campaign started Monday evening on Twitter, New York Jets quarterback Tim Tebow called an upstate New York teen who was seriously injured in a car accident, according to ESPN's Rich Sonnemi. Matt Hardy, a 17-year-old Shenandoah High School student, suffered a concussion and broken bones in a car accident that killed two fellow students, according to the report. A driver in the other car failed sobriety tests at the scene. Shortly after the accident, the hashtag TebowCallMatt trended nationally on Twitter. Before long, more than 50,000 Twitter users had retweeted the hashtag, according to Simini. The word got to Tebow, who called Hardy just 2 hours after the hashtag was first posted. Hardy's brother, Michael, tweeted, Tim Tebow just got off the phone with Matt. Such a classic act. Tebow later took to Twitter to discuss the call. Thanks to everyone who got pound Tebow call Matt trending and helped connect us. Matt truly inspired me. God bless y'all. It's been a difficult season on the field for Tebow, but that doesn't seem to have changed who he is. End quote. And the Twitter for Dan is at Dan Hanzus. That's H-A-N-Z-U-S, if you want to follow him. And Tim Tebow's is at Tim Tebow on Twitter. My comment is, this is a great example of how a simple act of kindness can do so much for healing the soul. There are so many people all around you who also need these kind acts of generosity. Will you follow in the footsteps of Tim Tebow? Will you reach out? I hope so, because we all need each other, and it's time to bring respect back to the forefront of our relationships. And now, I'd like to play my own video for you from my car accident experience this week. How would you like to wake up in the middle of the night with a police officer knocking at your door? You look out, you wonder what's going on, and then he tells you that your car was in the middle of the street, that somebody has hit it, and they're gone. They don't know who did it. It was hit and run. And the person loved your car, and you're devastated by it. This is my red Ford Escape. This is Esther. So, this morning, I'm definitely experiencing the pain and suffering that I talk to others about every day. I really love this car. And, I really just thought about having it look like this. So I've been hit and the rear in the car. I put you on the side, and now my car is in the trunk. So, let's just say that it's been not that easy. So I never thought it'd be my car that I would be showing on the show, but evidently, that's what's meant to be. So, I guess we'll just take it from here and follow my own advice, which actually I do pretty well most times. So, but if you're in a car accident, make sure that you have my book, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support by Extra, in your car. It's available at all bookstores. So,
needless to say, that definitely been a painful experience this week. But so far, the insurance company has treated me with respect and dignity, so I hope that it will stay that way in the future. But I'll keep you informed of my experience and share my knowledge that could be helpful to you. And I also found that Car Accident by Esther, my book, helped me to focus a bit better, so I was glad to see. I knew its effectiveness, but I was glad to be able to use it and see it firsthand. We'll be back right after these messages for my commentary on food.
You are listening to Talking About You with Estra on Block Talk Radio. Now, let's turn to the fun and delicious part of our show. Considering 4.9 million Americans, not counting the number that globally go hungry daily, it's nice to have options on what to eat. The old saying, "You are what you eat," could make some a bit nervous. However, today's talk of good food, simple, easy recipes that makes a meal pleasurable, not a chore. Even holiday entertaining can be done with less stress and less work when expected or unexpected visitors arrive, or to keep readily available foods prepared for eating with little or no effort. Many times when injured or sick, it's easier to eat at a restaurant or grab something to go rather than create a home-cooked meal. Sometimes the will or energy is not there. However, you can consider that simple living and cooking provide greater satisfaction than extensive creations that are time-consuming and take up a great deal of your energy. On this episode, let's make that assumption. Let's keep it basic, simple, good tasting, along with quick and easy to make, using nature's design as our creativity. There can be a lot of enjoyment in it if you try. Transform your mind and sometimes your taste buds. If you have any food allergies or diet restrictions, make sure to talk with your doctor first. We want this to be fun, interesting, and meet nutritional requirements. Now we are going to use a weekly shopping list. Most are everyday items and are easy to find. The cost is relatively low and can be incorporated into most budgets with little effort. Are you one that eats to live or lives to eat? Well, on the broadcast today, it will not matter, because the goal of the program is you. You finding a way to make your life more fulfilling. So, take what's useful and make the most of it in your life. Taking care of oneself starts with one action at a time. once you've accomplished it, like making a delicious dish, relish in that moment, be content, and congratulate yourself for the achievement. Pick times of the day where your energy is best. In my opinion, this is the best time to prepare food. Some of us are snackers, while others are strictly meal eaters. So prepare enough to carry over into the next mealtime, in case you decide you're just too tired to cook again. Most of the food items shared today are common produce, meats, and starches. Make sure to wash fresh fruits and vegetables thoroughly. Many have pesticide residues that require rinsing off. There are many cleaners today out there to help with this. Some people just prefer to use water. And I personally also make sure that I wash organic produce too. If you have a restricted diet, make sure only to use those items and check with any new items that you add with your physician. Also test for allergic reactions if you're not familiar with or you don't actually very often eat a particular item. Your appreciation of food goes unrealized until one has to reduce or go without. Many of the 47% would qualify for food service assistance from state and local agencies. Please apply if you need them. It's easy to get back up on your feet when there is something inside the stomach. Everybody needs help every now and then. Plus, I really want you to try these recipes and then send me an email and tell me how it goes. When we come back, we will start with going over the food items on the list. Today's survey question for listeners is, what is your favorite holiday food that's fun to eat? Email your favorite food or your favorite recipes to Estra's Radio Show at Blog Talk Radio. Wanting to order the book after the radio show? You'll find Car Accident Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support online at Barnes & Noble, eBay, and Amazon. Thank you for listening today to Estra's Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Now, most of the actual ingredients that we're going to be using today are typically things that you actually have in your home, or they're easily found at the grocery store. Like fruits, we have apples, grapes, lemons, oranges, pineapple, watermelon if it's in season. For vegetables, we have celery, bell pepper, onions, garlic, potatoes, red wine vinegar. For seasonings, we have peppermint leaves, basil leaves, cinnamon sticks, extra virgin oil, colored sugar crystals, which are red and green for the holidays, or you could actually switch that up for any holidays. If it was Halloween, you could go orange and green. Salt. It's a seasoning salt or whatever type of salt or seasoning that you currently use. A liquid smoke. Olive oil mayonnaise. And I think that that's such a great thing to actually have just when you need it, because it has a great flavor and it blends with a lot of stuff. This also includes garlic powder, so make sure that you have some of that. Pepper, paprika, and a butter. A stick or two is just fine. You can actually make up a great kind of a base that you could use on many different items, and it gives you the flavor immediately, and you don't have to worry about trying to come up with something. For breads, you could have a can of biscuits. If you make homemade biscuits, that's even better. A loaf of bread and yellow cornmeal. Dairy products you want to have around are eggs, whatever size you use, yogurt, and whatever cheese that you prefer. Make sure that you also have crackers, brown rice,
white egg noodles, or you can have the thin egg noodles too, but make sure that when you cook those down, you cook them for a lot less time so they don't get gummy. So, and you want to make sure that you actually have time to maybe rinse them off and cool them down. Beans, whatever type of beans that you enjoy eating, beans have a lot of great nutrients in them. When you don't feel well, you can just soak the beans and put them on, and you don't have to do anything else with them. But you cannot fall asleep in if you have problems with remembering things. You may want to have somebody else there with you while you're cooking, please. We talk about different meats, whatever you use, you know, chicken, fish, beef, whatever the case might be. Tuna fish, also we're going to do a actual recipe on that that's really quick and easy. So those are the type of ingredients you have. You just want to have a basic working pantry of foods and seasonings that make it easy, because you don't feel good typically, and you just want to have something that's there fast that you can do. So the articles, or the actual recipes we're going to be talking about today, are just going to be really quick, really fast, something that kind of gets you through the hurdles of unexpected guests, or in particular, I'm thinking mainly of you and being able to grab something out of the kitchen. You're hungry, but you don't feel good. You want to eat. It's there. It takes all of a few minutes at most, and you're ready to go with it. So in just a moment, we'll come back, and we'll actually start in on those recipes. Talking about you with Estra. Our first recipe we're going to do is the baked apple slices, which is really easy. All you need to do is take, I like the Red Delicious apples, take it and slice it into like quarter inch slices, remove it, lay it out, spread a little lemon juice lightly over it so it keeps its color. You can use a store glaze that they have in the can and lightly sprinkle some on, or take a little honey and lay it over the top, stick it in the oven, let it brown a little bit, turn it over, do the same thing to the other side, let it brown, take them out, they're cool, it's great, it's good for you, you'll enjoy it, and it doesn't take a lot of work to do. The same thing with a baked potato. You can either microwave it the way you normally do or put it in the oven. What you need to do is just blend like a fourth cup of onion, a fourth cup of celery until it's smooth. Then take a dash of garlic powder and as much pepper as you like. And then take olive oil, mayonnaise, and blend them all together. And have that ready before your potato comes out. When the potato comes out, just put it on, let it simmer in there, and it will be delicious. Takes very few minutes. One of the fastest things you can do, and it's good for you. So, and you don't have to have a lot of oil, mayonnaise in it to get the flavor. If you have guests coming over, you can do a quick vegetable platter. You can each day you feel okay, take different vegetables that you have in the kitchen, cut them up into different shapes. Use your cookie cutter if you have one. Make sure you can do different sizes. Boil a few eggs. Make sure that you have those ready. Take your cookie cutter. Make your boiled eggs into different shapes. Store it all in the refrigerator. Place it on a tray, nicely placed. Unexpected guest comes by. Take out some bread slices. Stick them in the toaster. Remove the edges. Cut them into squares, lightly sprinkle butter on the each one of them. You could cut them in four so that they look neat. And sprinkle a little cumin seasoning on the butter. So you have the butter and the cumin seasoning together. In fact, you can blend them together. I do a lot of times. And then just lightly put them over the toasted bread. And that's really something neat, simple, easy. They'll enjoy it. The shapes are what really makes this vegetable platter stand out. You can also do tuna cakes, and basically what that is you could take the drained tuna up from the can, take a slice of bread, crumple it up really fine, as much as you can, pull it apart. Take a fourth cup of onions, a raw egg, basil leaves, which is great to give that flavor. Turn them into squares, or make them into squares. And once you get them formatted into squares, put them on a baking pan. Baste it a little bit with a little olive oil on the top, and then in about, I don't know, 7 minutes or so, 7 to 10 minutes, turn it over, baste the other side. Takes another 7 minutes at most, and it's done. Didn't take you a lot of energy. You've got it done, and you're eating. The next thing that I wanted to mention is a brown fried rice. So it takes a little bit more energy, but it's really not too bad. What you need is to go ahead and broil the brown rice until tender. Yeah, brown rice doesn't get really tender, so you know it's kind of just a little on the hard side. Then drain with cold water. And then what you want to do in your skillet is heat up about a fourth cup of the olive oil. Then stir in 3 teaspoons of onions, 4 teaspoons of pineapple, and 3 teaspoons of bell peppers. Now that's actually, you've heated the oil, right? You've actually drained the rice, so now you're putting the rice in after the oil is hot. After you get the rice in, then you're putting in the onions, the pineapple, and the bell peppers. And then you're going to sprinkle on a little garlic powder and a little salt to taste. And you're actually going to cook this on the slow. You're going to make it slow. You're going to cover up the lid for most of the time. It'll take about 10 minutes. But you're going to have it slowly cooking and heating up and tender, because you want that flavor to actually, especially the bell pepper, to go into the brown fried rice. So that'll make it really easier for you to be able to get the flavor. But it's really good. It's really quick. If you have extra meat hanging around, you can just stick a few pieces of meat in there, cut it up, dice it up if you want meat flavor in there too. So that works. Sweet potato candy, oh, I love that one. Basically what you do, sweet potatoes have to go in the oven because they kind of like crystallize into sugar once they're being baked. So make sure you cook them long enough to get that. Take them out, slice them horizontal or vertical so that they're slices. Let them cool. Then actually you can take a little honey as a glaze and actually put a little cinnamon or nutmeg in that and then glaze it. Let them kind of like get cold. Then go ahead and stick them in the oven again. Bake them for about 5 minutes. Turn them over to baste them again and you'll be set. So really not a lot of energy, but some things that will really be great. Sometimes I do a wine, red wine basting on those two, or I might stick it with some peppermint candy if I'm going to display them and everything. The next thing is deviled eggs avocado, which is one of my favorites, where the eggs are broiled, you just the eggs are boiled, and you have them split, or you slice them in half, you remove the egg yolk. On the side there, what you've done is you've taken the avocado, you've peeled it, and crushed it and blended it till it was smooth. Put a couple teaspoons of soy sauce. I also use like a hot sauce too. You can put a hot sauce in there if that's your thing. And then what you do is you just, you know, blend it up, take it, put where the egg yolk was, you actually put the avocado, and then you just lightly sprinkle paprika on top to give it a nice flavor. So you can have those to serve, or you can have those in the refrigerator to be able to just go in and eat them. So I also like one in the morning to do like a breakfast biscuit, where you just go in, you get the biscuits, you pop them open, stick them in the oven, and then what you do is just put a little olive oil and onions, celery, if you want to make, because this is a gravy actually, a little olive oil, just like a fourth teaspoon or a fourth a cup maybe, depending on how much you want to make. And then you have onions, celery, and then you heat those up, make it so they're just about done. Add about a teaspoon or two of flour, and then let it brown a little bit. When it browns, then you slowly pour a little water in to make your gravy. So, and then I usually season it with the basil, a little salt, and a little garlic powder. And then also what you can do is once you get that done, you can just have slice up some tomatoes, and actually, if you have one of those eggs, avocado eggs or something, you can add that to it, and you're actually just ready to go. So those are just fun little things that you can actually do. And I actually have several more recipes here, but it's like time just goes by so fast when we're together. But I'll go ahead and post all of them up on my Facebook page, so that if you're looking for things to do really quick and you're trying to find things that are not going to take you a lot of time or energy, you can go out there, take a look at these. Let me know which ones you try, which ones you like. If you add things to it, let me know. If you take things away, let me know that too, because I'd love to hear your stories. So send me an email at EstersRadioShow@BlogTalkRadio. Been in a car accident? Oh, now what? What can I expect? How will I be treated? How can I have a chance to make the best decision on my behalf? How am I going to figure that out? How am I going to know? Well, a good place to start is Esther's latest book, Car Accident, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support. Would you be ready today if you were in a car accident? Order it now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or eBay. Being unprepared is no fun. You deserve to know what insurance companies and self-insured employers prefer to keep a secret. So, order it today. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Esra on Blog Talk Radio. Esther knows firsthand your situation. Let's talk. You're back with Talking About You with Esther on Blog Talk Radio. Listeners, what is your favorite holiday food that's fun to eat? Email your recipes and favorite foods to Esther's Radio Show at Blog Talk Radio. The tweet of the week comes from Esther's blog tip, and it's actually close to my heart. The quote, "Finding comfort in my own book after car total, Car Accident by Esther. Best read, big help. Informative, supportive," end quote. I had no idea at the beginning of this week that by the end I would be carless, especially a car I loved so much. It was very difficult for me to find this car, but having a book, my own book, Car Accident, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support, was a great read and a big help. So I'm glad that I had it, because it really confirmed to me even more than I already knew how important it was to do this. Remember to follow me on Twitter at Esther's Radio Show. Listeners, I cannot believe how fast our time goes together. This is the end of our show, but I've enjoyed being here with you. Meet back here next Saturday so we can continue this conversation. I want to extend a special thank you to Fabian Claudel, James Edwards, Cora Okea, and Internet.org, and the recipes which made our time more interesting. And I'm going to place them up on Facebook at estras.blogtips. Next week, our topic will be you and faith and courage, or faith courage slash. Sometimes we have faith, sometimes we have courage, sometimes we have faith and courage, sometimes we just have courage. But anyway, we're going to talk about that next week. So tune in on Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. Come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself. Have a great weekend. It's really all up to you. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of Free Speech allows Estra's radio show to state her opinion in addition to her guests and callers, which reflects life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168, or email sunlight.publishing@gmail.com. Thank you.